Why is it important to live out your dreams? How do you build an eyewear brand? How do you scale that eyewear brand? Friends and family, I got an OG in the game that's going to put us onto game today and tell us how we can live our dreams, but most importantly, how you can build an incredible global eyewear brand. Friends and family, welcome my man, my colleague, Jamal Robinson. Let's go.
This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Super excited. Back in November, ready for action. Got a game-changer show today. Friends and family, I want to welcome a guy that I really respect, a guy that has changed the eye care industry, a guy that has created diversity to the eye care industry, but a guy, most importantly, that has lived out his dreams and continues to take it to the next level. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome my guy, Jamal Robinson. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Dr. Glover. I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited that, we get to spend some time together sharing, our dreams, our aspirations, and most importantly, hopefully making a difference in at least one person's life.
Hey, man, I love it. You know, I remember like it was yesterday, the first time I met you in person. You know, it was at Vision Expo West. It was myself, my guy, Dr. Adam Ramsey, and you were telling us about this dream you had. You know, you brought a frame, you told us the story, and you told us where you were going. And, you know, a lot has changed since that day. And all I can say is congratulations, man, because I take my hat off to you, man. You are truly an entrepreneur, truly a game changer, and truly an inspiration to a lot of folks out there. So, you know, I just, number one, want to start off this show by just saying congratulations on the fantastic work that you have done, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate and I receive that. Appreciate that. Awesome.
Now, you know, welcome to the Defocus Media Show. You know, optometry's number one podcast. We're on all platforms, you know, Google, Stitcher, YouTube, iTunes, whatever you think of. We're on that platform. Make sure you follow us everywhere and give us 5 stars, baby. But before we get started with this show, my man, we got to learn a little bit more about you. You know, I always like to start off by understanding who I'm talking to. You know, where are you from? You know, where'd you get your schooling, your education from? And maybe even share a fun fact about yourself, if you don't mind, my man.
I love that. So my name is Jamal Robinson, and I'm the co-founder of CEV Collection, originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we'll get into this a little bit, but my co-founder is also from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I think it had the best high school that I went to there, Northrop High School. And after high school, went and played college soccer, and I ended up getting my degree from WGU Indiana. And that's where the story begins, and we'll dive into that during the show. A little fun fact about me. Well, not about me, it's about my wife. So my wife is the great-granddaughter of the last emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie. So she is Princess Edna of Ethiopia.
Wow. Wow. So you married a princess.
I married a prince. I married way up. Way up. Yeah.
Hey, my man, that's a good look. I can't lie, man. Don't mess that up, my friend.
I'm doing my very best, you know, to stay in my lane. No, but she's awesome. She's my better half. And, you know, she's definitely what makes me tick.
Man, you know, something that's wild, Jamal, like a lot of times when I have podcasts, I always like to get, you know, folks backgrounds, but the podcasts that I always feel like are the most impactful and the guests that have really made an impact in the eye care industry, but really healthcare industry, are the ones that always show love to their significant others. The ones that always talk about they're that strong backbone. The ones that always talk about how they're their support system to help them get to that next level. So I already know deep down inside, this is going to be a hell of a show. So again, thank you so much. And shout out to your wife. No, excuse me. Shout out to the princess for, making that magic happen with you, my friend.
100%. I'll let her know.
So let's get this ball rolling, man. You know, today I really wanted to dive into your life, man. I wanted to discuss the journey of Jamal Robinson. I mean, and I think the most appropriate way to get started is really discussing your why, touching on your why, because I feel like when you understand your why, it really allows you to get to that purpose in life to where you want to go. And it really helps to guide you in the right direction in your career. So if you don't mind, maybe just sharing what your why is in life, what your purpose is in life, my friend.
So my vision is to change the world through business and philanthropy by creating global enterprises that enable others to live their dream through our company's mission. And the first part of that I really focused on is simply to change the world.
Okay.
Vehicle that I believe I was put on this earth to drive are in business and in philanthropy. And the next part of that is enabling others to live their dream through our company's mission. So that all stems from the people that we work with, that I get the opportunity to work with, the people that are on my team or our team, that whatever they're doing, that they feel they were put on earth to do. So no matter if it's a designer or a creative, then when they join our team, they're joining that mission. And so that's my overarching vision, my why for doing what I do. And I truly believe that everyone has the opportunity to make the world a better place. And, you know, it goes one person at a time. But that's what drives me. That's my, you know, North Star of, you know, who I am as an individual.
And I love it. And, you know, whenever I'm around you, I feel that it's contagious. So you're doing a damn thing. It's no doubt about that, my friend. Now, I kind of want to take a step, you know, sideways or even maybe a step back. CEV Collection. Again, I remember day one, probably the prototype, the first thing that came out. And I know where you're standing today. I know your journey. I know your story. But again, today is all about you. And I want to share that. But for those that may be unfamiliar with your brand, if you don't mind, maybe just telling us how this brand even, you know, came about, the origin, how it was birthed. I mean, I think it's an incredible story, and I would love for you to maybe share, you know, how we even got started with this collection.
So I want to take the listeners back a little bit before CEV Collection.
Okay.
When I was playing college soccer, what I would do is I went to the University of Central Florida. To play college soccer.
Okay.
And in my weekends, going out to the local bars and clubs, you know, I had a fake ID. Don't, you know, judge me.
College life, essentially, right? You were living your life.
I was in a different season. But really, what I wanted to do, I went down to Florida for a couple of reasons. I love soccer. I grew up playing soccer at Northrop in Indiana. And but I went to Florida for a couple of reasons. One, I could play soccer all year round, just about. And then two, Fort Wayne's a mid-sized city. I wanted to go to a major metropolitan city and just be exposed to a different network. You know, my dad always used to tell me coming up, your network is your net worth. And so I just wanted to put myself around different individuals that I wasn't around back home. So the long story short of that is I would go out with my family with some friends, drinking a Shirley Temple. And, you know, I was young and in college, and it really behooved me that people could spend so much money on alcohol. So I always wanted to know, back to my dad's saying, is like, what do you do? That's always a question. I've always been curious on that. And so one of the times I did that, I met a gentleman who gave me my first internship. And that internship is what exposed me to a small business startup, but then also he allowed me to create a clothing line for him. And so that was the genesis of, you know, really getting my creative juices going, and then also, you know, my entrepreneurial experience. And so fast forward through that, once that internship ended, I still was young and in college, no money. So what am I going to do? So my creative juices were flowing, went to the mall, and even looking back in high school, I was always the guy wearing glasses, you know, inside, clear lenses, glasses. So I went to the mall, to the kiosk, and I started customizing bedazzling sunglasses.
Ah.
And that is what was my entrance into sunglasses. Nice. And then again, how do I get this product out there? I would go to concerts and try to get celebrities at the time, before it was influencers, influence to wear the product. And Soulja Boy was one of the artists, the first artist that really gave me validation, but also started wearing my product. And I customized his glasses for several years, and then realized it's not scalable because I'm making everything by hand, Swarovski crystals. And then that's what started my process of understanding how do you scale and manufacture, design product. And then I went overseas, visited the factories, and really got a firsthand experience from that. And that's what was my start in the eyewear industry, before teaming up with Jalen and starting CEV Collection.
Man, that's phenomenal. And just to be able to even have the vision to partner with folks like Soulja Boy. I mean, let's kind of take a step back. You're talking about your college years, right? That's when Soulja Boy was hot. He was on fire. He was online. He's the one that really made the whole YouTube with hip hop a thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's hip hop royalty when you think about online impact and YouTube and videos and things like that. So that's a big deal, my friend. Now, some folks may be out there that are like me, and I'm pretty sure it's a small amount of folks that may not be familiar with football, right?
Yes.
I know your story. I know your brand. So your co-founder, your business partner, maybe if you could share a little bit about his story as well, because I think that's also a part of the CEV Collection. Like, how does that all come together as well?
So I did that first company for about 10 years. And as I mentioned, myself, my business partner, who I co-founded CEV Collection with, Jalen Smith, we're both from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Who's also from Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is how Jalen and I got connected, is Jalen's business manager and one of my really good friends, Mike Oledo. So Michael Lee runs a family office practice for athletes specifically. Called Rise Sports Advisors. So all three of us are Fort Wayne, Indiana. He knew what I had done with my previous eyewear company. Nice. And he had an up and coming, his mentee, football player coming out of Notre Dame named Jalen Smith that had the mantra clear eye view. So Jalen's a very entrepreneurial guy. I hope everybody that hears this gets a chance to meet or interact with him. So Michael and Jalen had already been thinking about what potential opportunity could there be with Jalen's mantra, clear eye view. Then Michael said, I know a guy also from Fort Wayne that did sunglasses and knew that I had worked with some other celebs. Let's talk to Jamal and see, if there's something here. It was perfect timing, as all things happen, that we looked at it two ways. Jalen could, join the previous company I started, or Jalen and I could start something new. And we decided that we would start something new. Nice. Because that had been about 10 years. So Jalen, for those that don't know, he was probably considered one of the best college football players of all time. He's a linebacker, went to the University of Notre Dame. His last game, he had what some would consider a career-ending injury. His last game, bowl game against, I believe it was Ohio State. Okay. But Jalen, with the mantra, clear eye view, that's literally how he sees the world. It's his DNA. He didn't let that deter him. Okay. And so it's all about having, focused vision, determined belief, and earned dreams. Those are the three pillars of a clear eye view. A focused vision, that first part, determined belief, knowing that you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, and earned dreams, the reward. So going through that adversity, Jalen and we had already started talking about, building a line. So it made sense that when we're thinking about the brand, we're going to keep it CEV, Clear Eye View Collection. Right. And Jalen did end up persevering working through his injury, and at draft, during the draft, that he was selected by the Dallas Cowboys, and he's been in the NFL now going on, I think it's 7-8 years. Wow. And he just recently signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. So that was the origin of how we all got together. And again, it was perfect timing on all fronts. And when I met with Jalen, as you sure know, similar to how the chemistry we have, Dr. Ramsey, our friends, is you just know when you're around somebody that is good people, you 100%. Know? 100%. And that's Jalen, and that's our relationship. We're the yin to each other's yang. And we've been able to do, you know, some really amazing things, and we've got, you know, a really bright future ahead of us as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's no doubt about it. And we've seen the track record, right? And I want to kind of talk about some of the things that you've done in the past to create the future, or the present, I should say, that you have now, and to help continue to shape and mold the future as well. Let's talk about scaling this business, because you went from being a solo entrepreneur, creating amazing eyewear designs, and you knew that it was time consuming, and you knew you weren't going to be able to scale. Then, you know, building that network, you were able to partner with someone that had similar vision to you, and you both vibed and gel well. And now you're in a place where you are serving the world with eyewear designs. How did you get there? I mean, like, that's a big step, right? I know it took some time, but like, honestly, a lot of the things that you have done has been accelerated more than most business ever will, or truthfully can even encounter, right? So I'm curious to know, you know, how did you scale up from the baby steps of the organization? If you don't mind maybe walking us through what that journey looks like, because I always like to say there's someone out there that is a Jamal Robinson, that's a Jalen Brown. Yeah. And they're trying to figure out that next move, that next step. And they're a little lost in the sauce, baby. You know what I'm saying? And they need that next motivation. They need that next step. So kind of walk us through what that scaling of the business looked like.
So I agree with you 100% that there's a Dr. Glover and there's a Jamal Robinson potentially listening to this. So first, let me start with the first company. I had some really great wins and I had some learnings. So that 10 years, you know, trials and errors. So I learned a lot from that. And what I like to say and encourage is, you know, to take swings. Like I mentioned, I visited the factories, understood the process, but I learned a lot. And so when Jalen and I started out, there was a couple of things after that experience that I recognized in the industry and as opportunities. One, I did not see a brand at a global level really addressing the needs and speaking to the Black consumer and what we consider the cultural consumer.
Right.
So, and that is two parts. So one, that is specifically a minority and or non-minority that is interested or would like to support a minority venture. So it covers the gamut. So we saw that as there's a need and the opportunity. And that was from, again, I had been, you know, 10 years in. The second thing was, aside from, okay, that's a brand standpoint, aside from that, the fit and the function of it. So when you go into the store, most practices, maybe a couple thousand SKUs on the board, depending on where you go, I felt there was an opportunity from a design standpoint where we could speak to our customer, our audience, and also enhance the design with making, you know, great products that look good and fit good. So that was like the functionality standpoint. Then it was like, okay, how do we get started here? And we started really simple with just a couple frames. And I think when we met, I maybe had some samples or some different design ideas. Even then at Vision Expo.
I still have it to this day.
Love that. So all of that to say is I, from my experience, knew, felt there was a need we could serve in the market, specifically talking to the cultural consumer, and being really bold about that, and unapologetic. I also felt, again, from my experience, from a design standpoint, we could add something that, you know, I didn't see in the market. And then the icing on the cake, you know, buttoning all that together was Jalen's influence. So before, you know, starting a company, I'm a solo entrepreneur, you know, doing my best to hustle and build. Well, Jalen, because his platform being a celebrity and NFL star, that I recognized, especially when we decided to join a partnership, was a big opportunity. And so all those things together are how we started. And we started really simply with, okay, will our brand message resonate in the market? And we did direct consumer through our website. And as we started to get feedback, we added more styles. And really, again, focusing on our brand and the product, making it, you know, attainable, affordable, high quality product, and then speaking to our target audience. And so over the years, you've seen that develop. And really what has continued to help us scale is one thing I realized in business is you can't do it alone. And so I've had a lot of, you know, swings outside of the optical industry and a lot of learnings. And the more that you can insulate yourself with partners that align with you, like Jalen, Michael, the more you can scale and quicker you can do it. So going from two styles and samples that you saw, then I started attending Vision Expos, got involved with the Vision Council, Emerging Optical Leaders Group. And that started putting me around other leaders in the industry. Yeah. And one of those leaders in the industry was Jamie Shire. So when I was getting started with building CEV, I was cold calling different places to get some insight. I saw a Forbes article that talked about how successful Shaq's eyewear business was, a part of his whole business portfolio. They specifically mentioned his eyewear business. So I called ABG and said, hey, I saw this article. I'd like to speak to whoever's running Shaq eyewear business. Long story short of it, they put me in touch with Jamie Shire. They said, call Jamie Shire. Yeah. And I sat down with Jamie at a Vision Expo, may have been the one we actually met at. And he just was an open book, you know, just, hey, I'll be a friend. You know, I like what you guys are doing. Let's keep in touch. And, you know, that was a few years prior to, in fact, forward a couple years ago, to your point of how are we scaling, we decided to partner with Xyloware, one of the oldest and longstanding, you know, suppliers in the market, to help us build out our optical retail program. And so to summarize that, and then we can dive a little bit more deeper into it, but it's all about relationships. It's all about, you know, we had a really confidence, and we have a real confidence about what we're doing and the need we are serving in the market. And then it's about finding people that are aligned for us, aligned with that from a retail perspective, a partner perspective. And then that's where the magic happens, is when you have that level of synergy. So that's what's got us up into this point right now.
Man, I love this. And there's so much to unpack. And I just want to, you know, give a shout out to you, Molly Tavel. Shout out to Molly. She's a fantastic.
I was just with her a couple days ago.
Yeah, you know, she's saying, hi, Jamal, you're crushing it with CEV. And thank you, Molly, for tuning in and all your support over the years as well. Jamal, man, so much to just unpack. First and foremost, again, congratulations. I can't stop giving you your flowers. But I also want to give, you know, Jamie his flowers too. 100 years in the business. That's like OG status for Xyloware. So we got to give them a round of applause and congratulate them on the work that they have done. You know, we have a partnership with Shaq through Xyloware as well, our SO collection at My Eye Doctor exclusively. And that collection's killing it. I wear those frames every day at work as my computer glasses, and I sell those frames at least 3-4 times a month off my face, right? And, you know, that brand, that engine, they have done a fantastic job. Real talk. So, Jamie, congratulations. Continue the great work. We need to get you on the show. We need a partner at some point in time. I know we've been talking about it for years, but I think yes. Jamal is the entryway into that to make that magic happen more than anything. Now, let's kind of take a step back, man. Something that you mentioned, winnings and learnings. I think that was a heavy bar right there. You didn't say wins and losses or wins and failures. You said winnings and learnings. I think the language that you use in life is very powerful. You speak what you want into existence. And to be able to understand a win and celebrate that win is huge. But instead of saying failure or loss and say learnings, that changes the mindset of how you look at the potential problem that's at hand. It changes how you figure out the right solution. So I had to call you out on that, man, because I thought that was pretty dope that you changed the language in regards to not saying losses or failures, but learnings. Was that something you've always done, or is that something you've learned over time?
That's learned. That's literally learned over time. And it, when you pour your heart into something and you pour your time into something and it doesn't work out, the natural for me reaction when I was getting started was to just move on to the next thing. When what I've learned is the value of assessing, okay, what worked, what didn't work, why didn't it work, and adjusting moving forward. So still moving forward, but acknowledging, okay, this is where, okay, I did it like that. Let me try it other way. And that's a process of learning. And I am totally with you with the language we use, because we speak things into existence, you know, good or bad. Absolutely. in a sense of the direction we want to go. You know, energy flows in the direction we want to go. So words are powerful. And that's a learned thing. Because failure, in the quotation terms, it doesn't feel good to learn, right? It doesn't feel good for your energy into something and it not work out. But if you believe, and I believe, that this is just a part of the journey, and you know, we take a learning from that, that'll help us in the long run. There are so many things that those first 10 years of, you know, working in this industry that have helped what I'm doing now. And when you talk about accelerated growth and what we're doing with CEV, I did this for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, which is a beautiful thing, people are seeing, and thankfully so, the success we have of CEV and where we're going. Yeah. But what don't see is, you know, me on my parents' kitchen table, you know, all times of night, talking to suppliers, trying to understand the language and just grow the process. There's still a lot to learn. I still do learn. But yes, that took some time to really shift my mindset in the way that I look at, you know, what I'm going through and how to grow the business.
Yeah, I love that. And I personally think one of the things that has really helped you grow the business and get to where you're at now and have even a brighter future down the road is just your obsession with the consumer journey, with the patient journey. You literally are looking at all aspects of what they experience and what they're looking for. I mean, you even said people would ask for a certain design. You would study it. You would see if it's, you know, more than one person. Next thing you know, you got that design out. People wanted more of your products. Then you knew you had to partner with someone to be able to scale the business, to scale it quicker. You could have done it on your own, but you knew those patients that are interested in what you have going on, those consumers aren't going to wait, right?
Not going to wait at all.
Right, well, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? So I think your obsession with what that consumer journey looks like and that patient journey is huge. And the other thing that you mentioned are relationships. I stress relationships all the time. Relationships are very, very important. I owe my career to, number one, a relationship that I have with the man up above, no doubt about that.
100%.
Number two, to my wife, like you had mentioned earlier, that's my backbone. That's who holds me down, who tells me the real deal, whether I'm good at something or I suck at something, but she keeps it real with me and keeps me moving. And then also just my circle of influence. Dr. Kate Ham, she always likes to call it, and I kind of took this from her, the wise counsel. You know, people that you can always lean on that are going to be there for you, support you through difficult and tough times. You know, those are the people that really help, you know, get you to where you need to be. And those relationships are key. But one of the relationships that I really, really am thankful for are just my mentorship relationships. And, you know, without those, some of the things that I've done, you know, either inside of the exam lane or outside of the exam lane, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I've had some fantastic mentors in my life. You know, I just love everything that you're doing, my friend. I want to spend a little time on why it's important to have suppliers that have diverse backgrounds or bring diverse flavor to the frame board. Because I think that's very important, especially in the current climate that we're in. And also because I personally feel like patients are demanding it, right? So maybe if we could spend a little time in regards to what that looks like from CEV's perspective, because I think that will, you know, help some of these eye care professionals, optical shops, you know, find that gap or fix that gap they have in their practice once they understand that piece and what your brand brings as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the vision of CEV Collection is to empower everyone to see their true selves. That's our vision, brand DNA. What we do is create, you know, elevated eyewear with culturally inspired designs. That's what we do. So to your point, and I say that to back into this, is consumers, by research, are interested in knowing beyond just the product itself, but the why behind the product.
Yes.
They want to spend their dollar, if they are aware, with a brand that gives back, with a brand that has a diverse ownership or has a mission beyond itself.
Yes.
The known fact that consumers are looking for that. And I think most importantly for our industry, and something that, you know, I'll continue to speak on is the clientele is diverse, right? So we are in a global world, global economy. And the patients that are walking through your doors come from diverse backgrounds.
100%. And so,
you mentioned a point about patients. That is the most important thing for us. We are in business to serve them. Just like I know you're in business to serve them, we're on the frame side and we're in business to serve them. And we do our best to listen to our customers, listen to the patients, and respond accordingly, because that's what we're for. And so I think when you put all that together, I think it's important to have diverse representation, because that's the world we live in, right? I just think it's simple, but that is the world we live in. And as for us as a brand in our industry, I think we have to look at, you know, take a hard look and look at, you know, where are the dollars being spent, and do we have minority or diverse suppliers in our investment plan, or where we're spending our dollars. And I say that to back up and look at it from a socioeconomic standpoint. When you look at the you know, the net worth of a non-minority in America versus minority, there's big disparities. We saw that came to light in 2020 with the murder of George Floyd. And it really brought a lot of these statistics to light.
Yeah.
And how our business is spending money. We know we live in a capitalistic society. Two ways to build wealth in America. You got real estate being number one, business ownership, and your home. Going back in time, a lot of the things I just mentioned were not available for individuals that look like you and I. Yeah. So what we as a society and as America have to do to level the playing fields, because we know there were some shortcomings in the past. We have to be really intentional on those things. And that comes to investing and diversifying your spend with your suppliers. And, you know, it's big in CV. I want to, you know, everything from your lab equipment to your service technicians to your frame brand to your contractors. You know, it's all about awareness. And then I think once we are aware, from my experience, people do course correct. One thing I would say I love about this industry is a very friendly industry.
Absolutely.
Very, very open industry. You know, Jamie and I, and Chris as well, who's Jamie's business partner and cousin, who run the business Isleware, you know, you can be in competition and then go have dinner. And that's the beauty of industry. So I say that to say, once you're aware, once the industry is aware, once we pull back and we really look at it from a business standpoint, where are the dollars going? And there were a lot of commitments and pledges that large corporations made in 2020.
Yeah.
Then as a business standpoint, most people will say, what's our responsibility as a business and what role can we play in making the world a better place? Right? It's not mandatory. Everybody's got a business. They got to run the business. They got P&L. They got, you know, but I do think in our industry specifically, 99.9% of every person I've ever interacted with has a great heart. And I think it's all about just awareness. It's all about keeping these conversations open. And it's all about when the opportunity comes, invest or look to invest in a diverse supplier. Now, that has a trickle up effect, as I mentioned about the net worth of minorities versus non-minorities. Then we're talking about a bigger play. It's bigger than just frames. It's bigger than just the industry, but it's creating generational opportunities and generational wealth. And that is bigger than, again, the business, because that's something that can be passed down. So all of that to say, I think it's a great opportunity for the industry. And looking at our industry, we've got work to do.
Yeah.
You know, my brother, Terrence, he was doing some great stuff at the Vision Council, the Open Your Eyes Scholarship. I believe that's still up and going and still running. I think that was a great initiative. Things like that, right, where we really open our eyes and say, okay, hey, everybody's been heads down, focused on building business, their practice, et cetera. But now let's take a look back and see the world has shifted and the consumers are saying, hey, we want to do business typically with people that are looking to make a difference in the world. And I think being a minority supplier or investing in minority suppliers is a way to do that. And everybody may say, well, you know, I'm just a single practice or I have a big business, but just looking at a sense of where are the dollars going and if and when there are opportunities to invest in minority suppliers, that people take an honest look at it. And I do believe, you know, one by one, that will be the shift that happens in our country.
I love it, man. And you know, that's a good segue into this next question that I have for you. And that is, why is it important to believe in your dreams? I think that's a powerful question. And I think I know you're going to have a loaded response, and I'm trying to brace myself in this chair for it because I know it's going to be great. But I personally think it's very important to believe in your dreams, because just like what you speak into existence, what you believe, in my personal opinion, can truly come to fruition and manifest. And I feel like when I look at my personal career and some of my colleagues and the folks that actually believe, I've seen that happen, and I've seen that happen in you. But why is it important to believe in your dreams, my friend? Hit us with it.
I think it's important because I do believe we all have a dream. And sometimes either life or somebody else has limited our dream and our ability. And I believe, man above, we all are on earth for a purpose.
Amen.
Everyone, individually, we all have a purpose. The only way we do not fulfill that is if we dim our light and we don't fully embrace who we are. That dream could be to be a business owner. Again, our CEV, Clear Eye View, is to empower everyone to see their true selves. That's about believing. When somebody puts on a pair of CEV, the way we say it is like, you know, Clark Kent putting on, you know, his cape. Black Panther putting on a mask. And that is honestly, if you look at any of our social, our website, that's what it's all about. So simply believing your dream is I have the belief, and I'm a believer that every person is here for a God-given purpose. And when you believe in a dream, when you believe in your dream, you fulfill that. So I think it's extremely important. And the way that we use our brand and our vehicle is to, if anyone has had those dreams limited or the light's been dimmed, that us telling our story, us being the brand that we are, us in the retailers we're in, when people look at, oh, Clear Eye View, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, then. And then it may be something just as simple as that. Be like, wow, okay. When I put on my glasses, I've got a clear eye view, you know, literally and figuratively. Better hear you, man. So that's my thoughts on believing a dream.
I love that, man. And you know, I really want to kind of, you know, hang on to that. But before I get too far, we got my man Bill Gerber, a true veteran in the game. When it comes to just making your office look incredible, this guy has the juice, man. I mean, his eye for detail and just creating the ultimate experience is just fantastic. But, you know, he put on here, yes, we all do have a purpose. Let our lights all burn bright and believe in our and others' dreams. So let's amen. All have our – let's support everyone else. And amen to that. I agree. Now, I want to kind of stick with dreams, but also kind of pivot, because I need to know, man, was it your dream to be able to collaborate with Dame Dash? I know recently you kicked off a podcast and it looks like you're using that as a vehicle to maybe even create partnerships. But for those that may not know who Dame Dash is, matter of fact, I'm not even going to steal the thunder. I want you to talk about this. Talk about that interview. Talk about who he is. Talk about what you got cooking up right now in regards to all these young bosses in the world, because you got some hot stuff going, my friend. So let's kind of dive into that world, if you don't mind.
Oh, I appreciate that. And it was in our dream to do a major collaboration. So I love it, Bill. Hey, it was in our dream to do a great collaboration like that. And Dame Dash is a cultural icon. I'm going to start with that.
100%.
He built a main part of and is a main part of the fabric of specifically Black culture globally. He was the co-founder of Rockefeller Records, business partner with Jay-Z, who's married to Beyonce, if those don't know who Jay-Z is. Jay-Z.
He's only a billionaire, you know, but yeah. I mean, hey.
And so Dame was his co-founder. There was three of them, Jay, Biggs, Dame. And he ran that business, grew it into a global brand, built Rockaware, Rock Films, Paid in Full. There's a lot of things that Dame did for the culture. And he's always been an independent thinker. Yeah. He's always been someone that does not sell himself short, nor will he let others sell themselves short around him. So he's a cultural icon. And he was the perfect person to reach out and collaborate with on a limited line of sunglasses. And so actually my wife invited me to a private dinner with him. It was a small group, and I met him and his team, and we hit it off. You know, similar to us, just great chemistry. And I said, hey, whenever if you guys are ever interested in doing sunglasses, let me know. And I think it was Vision Expo East. We were in New York maybe a year ago. Yeah, a year or so ago. And they happened to be in New York as well. And we met up and we just had a great time talking business, life. And again, it came up, hey, you know, let's see if we can do something together. So we did launch an exclusive one frame with Dame Dash. It's available on our website and it's done extremely well. We're going to do, it's done so well. We've got number two already lined up. That's going to come out Q1 of 24. But you know, it was just very serendipitous on how everything came together. Because as I mentioned with CTV, we're very intentional, culturally inspired eyewear, right? Elevated eyewear, culturally inspired design. And Dame is a cultural icon. So what better way than to put the two together, you know, a startup that's for the culture, with, you know, fathers of the culture. And so it's worked out really well. And it's been really fun working with him and his team on that.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, you've done a fantastic job. And the thing that I love that you shared today was the entire journey, because a lot of time folks only see that end result, right? They only see what's above water. They don't understand that, you know, you were grinding it out for X amount of years, X amount of decades, up late nights, you know, up early mornings, traveling from here to there on your own dime, right? Losing sleep. Winning, learning, right? And I think it's always important to show all aspects of an entrepreneur's journey. And I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your story today. But before I let you go, man, I got this little segment that I call, what do you want to be known for when you retire for Opter, right? So essentially, what do you want to be known for when it's time for you to retire, when it's your time to go and step away from the eye care business?
I think the vision, you know, changing the world through business and philanthropy, you know, one person at a time. If when my time comes and, you know, one person or, you know, a lot of people say, wow, you know, this industry and this business was different because of that, you know, and when I say me, I mean, it's a team. It's a concerted effort because of that. That changed the trajectory for everything else afterwards. And that's my vision. Like I said, with everything that we do, I'm honored and I receive the acknowledgement and the growth that we have. I'm appreciative of our retail partners that have started with us. I'm appreciative of the retail partners that we're going to have in the future, specifically our optical retail partners. The goal for me is to not only be one of the leads, but to open the door. And that's what I would say, you know, when it's my last day, if I can look back and, you know, smile and say, you know, job well done, I'm all good. I'm all good.
And I think you've done that on this podcast, on this show today. You have opened the door because, as I mentioned, there is a Jamal Robinson out there. There is a Daryl Glover out there. There is a Jaylen Brown. There's someone out there that is listening to this story that has been impacted today. For those that may want to open up the door to your business and bring your line, your collection into their optical outlets, stores, facilities, boutiques, you know, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you, Jamal?
They can send me an email. My email is really simple. It's my first name, Jamal, at cevcollection.com. So Jamal at cevcollection.com. And would love to learn, you know, about your practice or your stores and see how we can make it a great, great partnership.
I love it, man. And again, shout out to Bill. He stated, what an amazing story. Thanks to you both for your passion and perseverance. Here's to the vision with the heart emoji. Again, shout out to Bill, man. He's just a fantastic person. I mean, anyone that just when they feel great gets online and share what they're passionate about or what they're thankful for, you know, deep inside, they just have a genuine heart. And again, those are the people that have the biggest impact and the biggest success. When you can see it here and they have that strong support system, those are the game changers in the world. Jamal, man, thank you so much for being on the show. This has been fantastic. Probably one of my favorite podcasts, just simply because you have an incredible story. And I appreciate you being transparent. I appreciate you being vulnerable. I appreciate you dropping some gems and wisdom on us. And I look forward to seeing what your brand will do, not just next year, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and when you're retiring. Because I know this brand will be a lifelong brand and make a global impact. So again, thanks so much to everyone out there. Stay healthy, stay positive, stay blessed. And until next time, peace. Much love, y'all.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.